Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
92.5 WBEE. It is the B Morning Coffee Club at 8:19. Gabrielle is the new song by Brett Eldridge. That is a great, great song. And let's talk with Brett about his new single from his brand new album. You with us here, Brett?
I sure am. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Yeah. Man, I can't ever have a cool name like Gabrielle. You never write a song like Tammy.
Hey, I still got a lot more albums to make. I can get that, in there.
Oh, Brett Eldridge, thanks for joining us this morning.
Glad to join you. You're my first interview.
Excellent.
Ever.
Ever. This is my first one.
The song and album come out today. Is Gabrielle a person? Is there a story behind the song? Because as I saw you talking about this song and this album, you call it a shift. You wanted to shake up the process a little bit. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, Gabrielle, well, is a person. I'm not saying whether that's her name or not, but yeah, it is a person. It's a real story from a life experience, and I just wanted to write a song kind of with the nostalgia of a relationship that didn't work out, but you always kind of wonder where that person is and out there in the world, and you wonder what it would have been like if y'all stayed together and you wish them well wherever they are and glad they were in your life when they were. And so that's where it came from.
You know, Brett Eldridge, by the way, we're speaking with Brett. He has a brand new album out today. I love the song Sunday Drive. It's very chill.
You.
It's very mellow. The whole album is really great. And
Thanks.
Tell me, you went off the grid.
I sure did.
To kind of write this?
I decided to get away from the noise in my life a little bit and go. I got a flip phone. I got a Polaroid camera. I got really analog and kind of just disconnected for, a lot of a year to create this album. And it was just the most amazing experience. It was scary at first, and then it was just very empowering. And I found out a lot about myself and was able to create something really special in the studio with it. So I'm really excited. This is the day it comes out. I'm so excited.
Now, you've been a lifelong mental health advocate. That is something you haven't been secret about, and I love that about you, by the way. And you just ran, 13 miles to raise money for Mental Health America. And so I can see now you kind of practice what you preach as far as keeping your own mental health in check.
Yeah, 13.1 miles to be exact.
Oh, okay.
Don't forget that .1.
No, that's just, right.
I worked hard for that .1. Yeah, I did. I was never a runner. Honestly, before at the beginning of quarantine, or the lockdown, kind of, I was like, I want to find some resilience in all this. I want to lean into the hard times because I know it's going to be a tough time on myself and a lot of people. What do I do? And so I started running, and I trained for a half marathon. There weren't any half marathons. I just had to do my own, and so I went out there and I eventually got to the day where I could do 13.1, and I raised a bunch of money for Mental Health America and with my fans and everything, and it was an amazing experience. It was very hot in Nashville, yeah. But it was I loved the mental aspect of it. Of when it got hard, you just keep going and you don't let your mind give up on you.
Talking with Brett Eldridge this morning at 92.5 WBEE. His fifth studio album is out today called Sunday Drive, and we just heard the The lead single, Gabrielle, will be playing it all day, of course. It's a WBEE and radio.com exclusive. You know, I kind of sense, Brett, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, that the you said that you kind of went off the grid to record this album, and you started it before all this pandemic stuff. The pandemic, has it kind of played right into your lifestyle in terms of not going out and just sort of, you know, being with yourself and being able to be by yourself and do what you want to do as far as music and life goes?
Well, you know, I mean, I definitely don't prefer it, but I would say, you know, when I was creating this record, I was kind of self-isolating in my own way, just to kind of give myself some space. So I think, obviously, the times like this are tough, but I do find that you can also spend some of this time to work on yourself and also connect with others more and get on the phone and get on FaceTime and do that kind of stuff. So that's been a really big part, and I think you know, it can be good for everybody in ways. Obviously, we don't prefer it, but it is what it is, and here we are.
Are you in Nashville this morning?
Sure am.
What is the vibe in Nashville these days? You know, I mean, we've heard stories, and it's such a, and we, I know at times running out with you, so very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. Is Nashville coming back, and do you sense maybe it's coming back too quickly?
You know, I can't tell you exactly because I haven't been around many people, but I feel like a lot of people are taking it pretty serious here, and from what I've seen, but I'm hoping the numbers start going down and everything. I'm hoping they're going to start taking it serious. But as for now, you know, we're still making music here, and we're still trying to get that music out of Nashville, Tennessee, to the world. And Music City is alive and well, and we'll get through it. And today we're getting through it right now with some new music. So it's all good.
It's got to be exciting to hear your new song on the radio. It's called Gabrielle. It's a WBEE exclusive, radio.com. The fifth studio album from Brett Eldridge hits today. Wherever you get your music, it is available via Warner Music Nashville. Great spending some time with you, Brett. Best of luck, and we'd love to get you back on the road and back up here to Rochester ASAP.
I love it there. I love you guys. Thank you so much, and have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.